Worship. receive our worship, all of our worship. Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy. There is no God like you. No name like your name. No power like your power. Oh, be exalted, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you for a new day. A day that you've made for us to rejoice and be glad. We celebrate your goodness this day. Thank you, Lord, for your favor, for your hand upon our lives, and for your unbroken promises. Lord, oh God, what you say is what you mean, and what you mean is what you do. So we thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are a doing God. Lord, oh God, you are not just sitting down there in some rocking chair like an old man. You are God. Forever alive, ageless God. Thank you, Father. Lord, oh God, you are bigger than the biggest. Oh, we give you praise. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Oh, blessed be your holy name. You are the miracle working God, our healer, our deliverer, our peace, our joy, our strength. Oh, thank you, Lord. We give you praise, hallelujah. You deserve all worship, all adoration. Blessed be the name of the living God. Yes, Lord, we magnify you. Oh, be exalted, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Arise in the majesty of your glory. Do extraordinary things this day. Oh, Father. We give you praise that our steps are ordered of you. Every step we take is a step graced with favor, graced with prosperity, graced with divine health, graced, oh God, with an empowerment from above. Thank you, Lord. Yes, my worship, receive. I worship. Thank you, Lord. I will do my own worshiping and my own praising. Nobody's going to do it for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kanda babosha. Iya la 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 basatre babosha. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. It's so good to see you all this wonderful day in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for his faithfulness and for his strength through every situation. Amen. Thank you so very much, worship team. So good to see you back. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Our worship service today is going to be slightly different because today I want to honor a great father. You know, yesterday, early, I got a call that my spiritual father had stepped up to his rest and to receive his reward. And it's something that, you know, was expected at some point. We'd argued, fought about that issue because he wanted to go a long time. And I will fight with him, tell him not to talk some ways, and prayed and prayed and prayed, and he went through all kinds of stuff. And but the last time, one of the times we were in a meeting together, he mentioned exactly when he wanted to leave. And he left exactly when he said he was going to leave. You know, Papa Cerullo is a man that has his own mind. You don't tell him what to do. He'll tell you what's going to happen. And it is amazing that I actually won some battles, you know, with him, you know, flying over nations. And he will say something. I say, no, you're not doing that. I saw you. God showed me what you are trying to do. You're not going to do that. You saw that? I said, yeah, I saw it. I saw what you're doing. You're not going to do it. But at a point, you know, you recognize that the man of God is who he is. And at the fullness of time, when people try to pray for him, he told them, don't you dare pray for my healing. I am going home. Get it? I've done what I came here to do, and don't you keep me back. Because the prayers of the saints can keep you, can hold you. And so at some point you got to release the man. This, you know, in the last few days, this man was working 12 hours, 8 hours straight, 12 hours straight, 24 hours straight. I think he even did a 48 hours straight working. It's 88. He wanted to finish everything that God wanted him to finish. And when he finished it, he relaxed. You know, I wondered about the fact that he'd built the Legacy Center, and we're supposed to have the official opening sometime, I think it was in March, something like that. And, first week of April, yes, first week of April. And Mama and I, he'd mentioned to me to come before the opening, you know, so we're going to do it in February, and then we found out it's going to be open in March and beginning of April. So we postponed, you know, and said, you know, why, you know, to go to San Diego is very expensive, you know. So I said, well, rather than go and come back and then 2-3 weeks go back again, you know, we'll wait. And then COVID hit and nobody could go anywhere. And yeah, we booked for March. You know, we're going to go a few days before the opening happened. Still have that ticket. So we're not able to go. Nonetheless, I wondered, I said, God, I don't understand. The man built this work, finished everything, and he didn't get to officially open it. I knew something was going to happen. Is it going to last till next year? You know, I didn't see it. And as it will be, he said, Let's open it up in July. When he said that, and this was all happening, I knew he was going to go home, because the Lord had shown me what he did. A few years ago, Mama and I, and Mama Cirulo and himself were walking by the parking lot that he built for the center. At that time, nothing had been built, nothing was in place, but I saw the parking lot, the structure. And we were walking, and as we were walking, I said, "Where's Papa?" He was up in the parking lot at the landing on some vehicle, like a tractor. I said, "What are you doing?" They said, "Stay, you're going to come down." He just drove that thing and went inside the parking lot into the dark. I said, "Oh, that's it. This man is going to take us by surprise. He's going to do what he's going to do, and he's just going to go." And that's exactly what he did. He opened the place, went into his presidential suite, slept in his presidential suite, had his nice meal, went home, did his thing. When it was time, he said, "Adios, amigos." So my papa left me. But he did not leave me powerless. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I celebrate a great man today. I know my papa is your papa too. And so today, we're going to play something about his life. And I'm going to come. Mama too will make some comments, and we're going to pray together. And just trust God to work out all the details. We're going to pray for Mama Cirulo today, because Mama is now our leader in MCWE. She is in charge, and then after she goes home, other things will happen as the Lord establishes his purpose. But the role of taking the word across the globe is now in my hands and your hands, and all of the people that this mighty giant of the Lord had ministered to and imparted. You know, yesterday morning, I'll say this and then we'll play the video. Yesterday morning, an incredible thing happened. As I heard about it, all of a sudden, I saw my earthly father that passed away in 96. And I saw Papa, and the boat came together, shaking hands. I said, "Oh, yeah. My two fathers are up there congratulating each other." And that's the first time I've seen my father in that way. And then later on in the evening, I had done a board meeting, because I am part of the U.S. board, and also the Canadian board and the Legacy board, and we had an emergency board meeting. So I had come and had this board meeting and went home, and I was sitting with Mama, and something happened. I think the call came in, and she was making a mention of something, and as she was talking, I saw again. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen this, when military people come together and they have their swords or their gun, and one on that side and this side, and cross it, and then person, the dignitary goes underneath it. I saw that. I said, "Oh, I just saw something." Mama said, "What did you see?" I said, "I saw this, you know, receiving this honor line." And she said, "You know what? I'll let you say that part, what part you saw and she was talking about. And we were both seeing the same thing. Amen. God is good. So I know my father, my papa is in a good place. He's resting. And he's done an amazing job. Oh, one thing I missed. Paul was there when I saw that. St. Paul was there. St. Paul came and gave him a special welcome. I told Mama, I just saw St. Paul. It's incredible. You know, this man has received great honor here in the earth and above. Special treatment because he was a St. Paul of our day. You know, I think if this man lived during the days of the Lord and was one of the apostles at that time, he would have written a whole lot of stuff, just like Paul did. So we had a modern-day Paul. And so I give God praise for the wonderful privilege and honor of serving under this mighty man and, you know, and continuing, even in his passing, serving his ministry and vision. That cannot change. That cannot change. So we continue to run with that baton. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you please play A Life Well Spent? Thank you so very much. And I'll be back again with Mama. Hallelujah.
Miracles of God are going to take place in your life tonight. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Reach out and get my ear. Look at that. Look at this! I once was blind! But now I see!
This is your time to turn from everything in this world and to receive power of the blood of Jesus. I believe this is your turnaround moment.
And you shall be my people, and I will be your God.
I heard it like the clap of thunder. He said to me, "Son, build me an army."
The greatest stories often begin where lesser ones would end. The story of Morris Arillo should have ended when he was abandoned in a Jewish orphanage. Or perhaps when anger and despair drove him to the brink of suicide. But God has a way of using unlikely people to change the destiny of the world. To this troubled place, God sent a Baptist nurse named Ethel Kerr. She told Morris about Jesus, and Morris felt something real for the first time. So intense grew his need to know more about Jesus that Ethel risked everything to smuggle him a Bible, and thus his destiny changed. His new faith eventually discovered, Morris was forced to leave the orphanage since he refused to renounce this Jesus he barely knew. Ethel Kerr helped him find a foster home and took him to a church service. There, on an otherwise ordinary evening, Morris committed his life to Christ. Suddenly, he found himself in the clouds, surrounded by the presence of God. Looking down, Morris noticed two large footprints through which he could see people from every continent, every race, every creed, burning, lost, and hopeless. He recognized their pain and answered yes to his calling. Morris became God's servant to preach salvation and deliverance to the nations. The next chapter of his life was one of immense joy for the young man, preaching, attending Bible school, ordination, and wooing the beautiful Teresa to become his wife. Eventually, she said yes. From then on, they served God together.
Я очень благодарен Божьему человеку за то, что он шел не туда, куда он хотел, он шел туда, куда нужно было идти. И то влияние, то служение, которое он нес, оно оказало колоссальное влияние на мою страну, на духовное становление пасторов моего поколения. Мы весьма благословлены тем, что такие люди, как Морис Сарула, не прошли мимо нас, а пришли в самое нужное, самое благословенное время и послужили нам.
El haber conocido al Dr. Cerullo allá en el año de 1983 cambió rotundamente mi vida. Yo era un joven predicador. Nunca había predicado a más de 500 personas. No había escrito un solo libro y no había viajado a ninguna nación. La iglesia, el ministerio, las escuelas de ministerio que hemos hecho, las cruzadas, todo ha sido siguiendo la huella de mi papá. Él ha sido mi ejemplo, mi modelo y sobre todo el Elías de hoy para mí, que me lanzó a las naciones con una nueva y fresca unción profética.
There are millions of people in the kingdom of God who are there because of Morris Cirillo. There are people who've been miraculously healed. There are people who've been delivered from demonic oppression. There are people who have seen the light of the love of Jesus Christ because this dear man has brought the gospel of Jesus into their life.
Ha sido una bendición conocer al Dr. Morris Cirillo y ver su experiencia a nivel mundial porque verdaderamente Dios lo levantó como un profeta para las naciones. Y México no ha sido la excepción. Pienso que un gran número de ministerios en México ha sido tocado por las enseñanzas y los libros y por la unción que Dios ha puesto en el siervo de Dios.
Preaching the gospel of salvation, healing, and deliverance, Morris Cirillo ministered anywhere and everywhere. From the start, unexpectedly large crowds gathered. Altar calls were massive. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, proof of the presence of God, the power of Jesus to save and to heal, and the call on Morris's life. But he was not content. It wasn't just Americans that needed Jesus. Morris was called to the world. In 1955, not knowing evangelistic crusades were illegal in Greece, Morris flew to Athens for his first international crusade. Met with the impossible, he did what has since become his standard lifelong practice. He locked himself in his hotel room and prayed until God gave the victory. 10 days later, a stranger appeared at his door. "Good morning," she said. "My husband is the president of the Bank of Athens. I am here to help you get the permits you need." From all over Greece, they came, packing an Athens theater to hear the young evangelist proclaim,
"I greet you today in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God."
Widespread worldwide acclaim followed, then preceded every appearance Morris made. In Haiti, voodoo witch doctors tried to kill him, but were countered by God's protective power. In the Far East, false gods entrapping people in Buddhism, Shintoism, Hinduism, and other shackling beliefs fell to the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
He is alive!
In England, miracle healings revitalized historic churches. Thousands and now hundreds of thousands of people found freedom. But the story was about to take another turn. In 1962, after a vigorous crusade in Porto Alegre, Brazil, a weary Morris knelt in prayer. He humbly asked God to
give me the ability to take what you have given to me and to give it to somebody else.
God audibly replied, "Son, build me an army." There was no opting out. This was world evangelism on a massive scale. Those marching orders define everything. Now Morris Cirillo would pass on God's anointing on his life to Christians on every continent.
For a divine purpose, so that you will know that what you have seen, what you have heard, is not the work of a man, it is not the work of Morris Cirillo, it's the work of the Holy Spirit, and you can leave this city and go right to your own city and do the same thing.
Beginning with the historic El Cortez Center, schools of ministry spread like wildfire across the world. Like their mentor, these student leaders became proof producers, the manifested sons and daughters of God, taking a new anointing of supernatural healings, signs, and wonders into nations, cities, and villages.
I think one of the lasting legacy that we'll all remember about Dr. Cirillo is the impact he has had on Pentecostal movement, especially in the UK. And most of all, how young preachers was given an opportunity on a platform to minister alongside great men and women of God.
Sachez que, comme le Seigneur lui-même l'a dit, ce ministère ne mourra jamais. Et jusqu'au retour de Jésus-Christ, chacun d'entre nous, et ce sera à mon honneur de prendre également ma part dans ce travail, travailleront pour bâtir l'armée de Dieu afin de susciter des hommes et des femmes à travers le monde qui vont produire les preuves que Jésus-Christ est véritablement celui qu'il dit être, le Fils du Dieu vivant.
And the message of the proof producer, understanding that God is not counting on my ability, what I know or don't know, but on his ability to work in me and through me to impact the world because he loves people that much.
And what I liked about him, he said, come and get this power. I'm gonna give you the power and we don't need me to come there. You go back as nationals and you do the same work that Jesus did. You know, that was what power. And I liked when he said, and his eyes was like fire. You know, say go and run the devil out of your country. And that is what we did. And God used us mightily, and today we are what we are, because of the impact also of Papa Cirillo.
Ever broadening his outreach, Morris engaged the latest technology, radio in the early years, then award-winning television specials, a global daily ministry program, the Schools of Ministry with the Global Satellite Network, and now a strong internet presence. God gave his servant wisdom and strength to raise up Christian leaders on every continent, God's victorious army. And marching along side by side were faithful supporters whose generous gifts enabled this army to reach the front lines of spiritual battle.
And you have been the one that have taken the step of faith. You've got a vision for the lost and for the nations of the world. And I want to thank you for that. We could never do it without you.
The impact of Morris Cirillo on the world is that of a spiritual giant, a gifted man of God with a heart for the lost and a global vision to reach them. From his early tent crusades to the Million Soul Crusade, the Billion Soul Crusade, and ultimately training 5 million Christians, Morris Cirillo thinks big. His work proves that nothing is impossible when God's people work in obedience to the Holy Spirit. This includes reaching his Jewish brothers and sisters in Israel, where evangelizing is forbidden, tremendous favor with the government opened the door to send movies and books declaring the Messiah's arrival to every Jewish home.
We're celebrating more than 50 years of ministry to the Jews worldwide. God is raising up Israeli nationals who are going to, like the early disciples, being able to produce the proof that Jesus is the Messiah.
To those proof producers scattered across the world, Morris became known as Papa Cirillo and his wife Teresa as Mama. She was mother to the nations, helping Morris start global initiatives, organize crusades, and even stepping in to help orphans. Truly, she was the neck that turned the head.
We affectionately call her Mama because she's mother to millions of people around the world who love her and affectionately hold on to her for spiritual life and for her prayers. Stand up, sweetheart. Come on. Look at the most beautiful woman in the world.
She also took care of the Cirillo home while Morris traveled, often 200 days of the year, and always remained his biggest supporter.
This world will never be the same because Morris and Teresa Cirillo decided to follow Jesus.
Has many, 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 many ministers growing through his shoulders, through his life. He has. Has impacted many of millions of people, including me. If you don't believe, look at me. Look my life. Look my ministry. You can see Papa Cirillo have legacy.
Bem, algo que impactou muito a minha vida foi quando nós estávamos pessoalmente com o Dr. Morris Cirillo. E ele com um olho cheio de amor e ao mesmo tempo com muita seriedade profética, ele segurou nas minhas mãos e falou, você é um filho, filho amado. Falando para mim, olha onde eu te coloquei, olha quem está dizendo para você, chamando você de filho. Então foi uma grande honra, um grande privilégio para mim. E realmente eu nunca mais vou esquecer daquele dia, daquela consideração pela minha vida.
He's very humorous. Very humorous. I guess I could think about in a restaurant how he ordered a bowl of spaghetti, and he would be eating that spaghetti like a little kid. You would literally like a kid. He would enjoy it. And look at it and just eat it. And then when the plate was empty, he wanted to take a photo of the empty plate as we were traveling to the different nations. And just to see that attitude, just somebody being himself, yet being used of God so greatly, and that would make me smile. And he's my role model.
Papa, I love you. Sincerely, from the bottom of my heart. I can never repay to you what you have done in my life. Thank you for letting God use you to touch a nobody like me. You reached out to me and you showed me love and you cared for me. Every time I have ever come to you, you have always been there for me. Thank you. Thank you. And again, I say thank you.
Morris Cirillo's life is a model of surrendering wholly to God. He lived what he preached, He prayed. He fasted. Twice his wife was miraculously healed. Morris himself benefited from supernatural healings. He believed God with every ounce of his strength. And the Morris Cirillo Legacy Center in San Diego promises to continue the work of training nationals and passing on the new anointing unlike any other.
How many of you want to be proof producers? That's what the legacy is all about. Where somebody can go and sit like we had the El Cortez School and come out and change a nation because you came here and you got the anointing.
Through the prophetic word and teaching of God's servant Morris Cirillo, thousands of minds, bodies, and spirits continue to be healed. Millions of souls are being delivered from eternal hell. And new generations are being raised up in the gospel for miracle ministry and frontline outreach until the return of our Messiah. The legacy of Morris Cirillo remains an ever-kindling flame, a ministry on which the sun will never set.
For such a wonderful privilege. You know, that's a picture of when Papa and Mama were here last with us in this house. We're privileged to host them quite a few times here in this place and in this city. And to think that the first time we had him here was in the year 2020, and how it came about. I had attended the School of Ministry in California in 2000, yes, thank you very much, 2000. Yes. I had attended the School of Ministry in El Cortez in 79, and we were supposed to go back to our home countries after that, but that was not the leading of the Lord for me, and so I hid, I disconnected for quite a few years from 79 until 2000. And I was up in the office when the Lord spoke to me and said, I want my son here. I said, which son? He said, Morris Cerullo. Where exactly are you talking about? I said to the Lord. He said, yeah, in this church. I said, he doesn't do churches, he just does crusades, mass crusades. He said, I want him here. Okay. I don't have his number. And would you know, God provided the number. So I called and I got to San Diego. And San Diego directed me to Dallas, where his office was, his other office. And while I was communicating with them in Dallas, telling them this is what the Lord said, that Papa Cerullo should come to Winnipeg, you know, God told you this? I'm like, yeah. 3 times I had to call. Finally they said, okay, we're going to come. And they sent flyers. And we distributed all the flyers around the city. Then I got a call. We can't come on that day. I said, but I've distributed the flyers already. But we can't come on that day, and we're going to come on such and such a date. So now we got a new set of flyers, and we distributed it. And would you know it, the first flyer, nobody showed up to this door. Nobody showed up. The second flyer, at about 4 o'clock, something like that, people started lining up right across the block. This place was overflown with people. We've not seen people like that in this church. It was fresh fire. We had some funny kind of handmade sticking cardboards and stuff, you know, to do fresh fire. You know, this was, you know, what year 2000 looked like. And but Papa came, and he came again, and he came again, and he came again. Not because we offered anything to him, but because he loved us so. He loved us so. And that's one of the times, and it's a picture there of God's servant just laying hands. And that I got a lot of, you know, a lot of laying on of hands. Not just in public, but in private. Just pouring into my life. And so I thank God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, Papa is not dead. He's sleeping. Amen. And he's gone into his reward.
Amen.
We want to thank God for the privilege and honor of him being in our lives.
Yes.
I've been connected to his ministry when I was in Nigeria from 72. So that was before Apostle. So we want to thank the Lord. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Even when we came here, while he was still choosing to hide, 91, I took Auntie Esme and somebody else, and we went.
Yes.
So we went to be with him. So praise the Lord.
Go.
Praise the Lord. So there's no more hiding.
Amen.
How many of you know that when the time comes for God to do something in your life, you cannot hide?
Amen.
Whether you are Jonah, the fish will come get you.
Mm-hmm.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank God for his life. He was a true man of God. You know,
yes.
A lot of people, they just, they don't finish their course, but he finished.
Oh, yes.
He finished, he started. I've never seen anyone like that. I've met a lot of great men of God in my life. I've been privileged to sit under them from when I was a little kid. But Papa is one of a kind. Mm-hmm. He's the last of the Mohicans. You know, he's the last of the generals of generals. He's a general of generals.
Yes.
You know, he's a true man of God, a very loving father. He loves people, because if you don't love people, you can't do what he did. All the nations of the earth, from the time he started preaching, from age 15, an orphan, age 15, 73 years of continuous, tireless preaching of the gospel. You heard from the testimony, he's married with children, but stays in the field 200 days of the year. We want to thank God for Mama Cerullo.
Amen.
For a wonderful woman of God who will keep up with a man of God like that.
Yes.
Lots of marriages will not last.
Oh yeah.
365 days of the year, 200 is out. And when he's home, he's still working to make sure he's training an army for God. He's personally trained more than 5 million ministers all over the world. We're not talking churches, men and women of God. You ought to be giving clap to the Lord.
Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. Papa Cerullo can see, he has eyes. He's a Jewish prophet. His mom and dad were both Jews, so he's a Jewish prophet, but a Messianic Jew. But he can see sin in your life, but yet he still loves you.
Oh, yeah.
He looks beyond your sin and see what God has put in you.
Yes.
Because he sees, it's one of those prophets that see.
Oh, yeah.
He's a seer. He can see clearly. Not guess and miss. And we have this honor and privilege. Any church you can name in the world that is a mighty mover in any nation, they are all connected to him.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
All of them. Some can say his name, some don't, but the truth is all of them. They are all connected. And you've been privileged to see him in person. The last time he was here, he invited you to touch his legs.
Yeah.
And it's like a baby skin. How many of you touched?
Good.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He carries a stadium full of people, but yet he comes to a church, whether you are 100 or 50 or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, Papa, we go and speak the word of the Lord. That is the love of Jesus.
Amen.
He touches the sick, whether they have things coming out of their eyes, whether their skin is bad, whether something's wrong with them, whether they are demonized, he pray for them. Cast those devils out and still touch them. Every time we have met with Papa, Papa kiss. He always kiss me. Praise the Lord.
Right there.
Praise the Lord. Every time. Doesn't matter how many times. A kiss when we eat together. I remember we're flying to, I don't know what nation we're in the air, and we sat. We sat, Apostle liked to sit in a specific place, so we sat there to eat in the same place. I'm here, I'm going like this, oh God. You know, I'm really doing this. Sat in the back of a car with him and his wife. And I'm thinking, how did God bring us to this place? To a true man of God who's prayed for kings, presidents, poor people, rich people, all nations. When people were running and scared for their life for Russia, he was in Russia. We've gone to Muslim nations with him. He preached the gospel. He calls the name of Jesus, not like a mouse, but loud and bold.
Amen.
I remember we were in a nation and he was preaching and he told the interpreter, interpret everything I tell you to interpret. And he was saying in that place, only Jesus saved. Muhammad doesn't save. And the interpreter was scared because he's in the midst of where he can be killed. And Papa said, when I tell you to say something, say it. That's a calling from God. If God does not equip you that way, you couldn't do it. Fearless, bold, as a lion. Been going to Israel preaching every year, multiple times, for over 50 years. 73 years of full-time ministry. Never had a debt in his life. Owes nobody nothing.
Praise God.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When many people are retired, are in the nursing home, he's right there, still on fire. Fire to the end.
Yes.
Working to finish the Legacy Center. Legacy Center is finished.
Glory be to God.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
He's our Papa and your Papa. So this morning we're going to pray for his family. That God will strengthen Mama Cerulo. They are one. They love each other. You can, when you see two of them together, it's the epitome of a good marriage. Still loves and kiss Mama, caress her, hold her hand. Somebody's trying to learn here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. They eat together, get a meal, they share it. A true man of God, a true child of God. You know, when we were reflecting yesterday, I was just praying when he went for the board meeting, and I was praying. And I was saying, Lord, you know, on Monday night, God showed me that Papa was sick, that he's in the hospital. So I told him, I said, Papa is in the hospital, and I saw Mama. And she holding herself like this. I said, something is happening. So on Tuesday is when Papa was taken to the hospital. Monday, God showed me. Tuesday, he was in the hospital. So we knew God was preparing us that he's going home this time. The last time we said no, this time we knew.
Yeah.
He was ready. And you can't hold, when somebody is ready to go, you can't hold them back. They are ready. He finished this work. He finished everything God, assignment God gave him. May God help us to finish our assignment.
Amen.
No matter what is happening, we must finish.
Yes.
We must finish. He did not put his eye on man. He always put it on his Savior. I remember him telling us that he has never disobeyed God. And I'm saying, what? What a statement. What a statement. To love God to the level where you don't disobey him. May God help us.
Amen.
Say, may God help me.
God help me.
I want to thank God for his life. And I want to thank God for the honor and privilege of being with him. In January, we after the meetings, we all were together. We ate together. But this time, we just said, let's take pictures. Usually, I just say, let's we take pictures all the time. We have so many. So praise the Lord. But this time, you know, it was like, you have a foreknowing coming and you don't want to believe it. Mm. But it is well with our soul.
Amen.
We too will finish our race.
Yes.
We too will carry on this legacy.
Amen.
Preach this gospel.
Amen.
Preach this gospel.
Amen.
Cast out devils.
Amen.
Heal the sick.
Amen.
Carry this work to the nations.
Amen.
It's not by whether you have money in your pocket. In the early days, there was no money in his pocket. The little he has, he goes, he comes back, he opens his pant pocket, there's nothing. But, so it's not money. It's obedience. Obedience to the call. May we obey the call.
Amen.
May we continue this race.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Both men and women. He has sons and daughters all over the world. And they are shaking their nations. Canada shall be saved.
Amen.
This nation will turn back to God.
Amen.
It is not a secular nation. It is not a socialist nation.
Amen.
It is not just an intellectual nation. Intelligent is good, but it's going to be a Jesus nation.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Those of you who have been sleeping, you got to wake up. Yes. Wake up from your slumber. What can you do to add to the movement of the power of God in this land? You got to start doing your part. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can talk some more, but it is well. Let us rise and pray for Mama Cerulo and their children. He had 3 children. 1 went home to be with the Lord a long time ago, but 2 are here. And Mama, and their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Father, we thank you for our Papa Cerulo. Mm. We thank you for his life.
Yes.
Yesterday you showed me that they were taking him on a tour in heaven. He had a special tour. The saints were coming to welcome him. An entourage. And you were showing me, I said, oh, Papa, I wonder if he has finished the procession. And here Apostle said, I saw him. He just finished praying and spending that time and seeing that, and then you confirmed. Lord, we thank you for welcoming him with great honor into your house.
Hallelujah.
We bless your holy name.
Amen.
Comfort the family.
Yes, Father.
Comfort Mama Cerulo.
Yes, Lord.
Comfort Mama Cerulo.
Yes, Lord.
Strengthen her.
Yes, Father.
Touch her life. Even this July is their wedding anniversary. Comfort and strengthen her.
Oh God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Strengthen their son.
Yes.
David Cerulo.
Yes.
Strengthen their daughter.
Susan
Cerulo. And all their grandchildren,
oh God.
And their great-grandchildren,
yes, Lord.
And great-great to come,
yes, yes,
comfort
yes,
them.
Yes, yes, yes.
They were not a selfish family. Mm. They gave their husband and their father to the world. To bring light to nations that were dark. Mm. To bring Jesus to nations that were dark. And Lord, today there is light in those nations.
Amen.
They are worshiping and serving God.
Oh, Father.
From worshiping idols, they are now worshiping the living God.
Oh, blessed be the name of the living God.
Father, we bless your holy name.
Amen.
We thank you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
For this wonderful legacy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of the kingdom of God that you have sown in our earth. We bless the staff.
Yes.
Remember the staff.
Yes.
Touch all of them.
Amen.
Remember the leadership.
Yes.
Remember the board members.
Yes,
remember everyone, oh God. Remember the sons and daughters all over the world.
Yes, Lord.
The men and women, oh God, you've raised all over the nations. Mm. In all the continents, every continent, he touched and preached. And today there's revival going on. Mm. Lord, we bless your holy name.
Amen.
Oh, Father. Answer all his prayers.
Yes.
The prayers he prayed. Everyone you have answered, but the ones that are yet to be answered, answer them, O God. Help them as they begin to plan on how they will send him his body home. Lord, that you will touch the family.
Mm. Oh God.
Give them strength.
Yes, Father.
And the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Supernatural open vision,
oh God.
To let them know where Papa is. And the honor and the blessing.
Glorify you, Father.
We give you praise.
Amen.
We give you praise.
Yes.
And every one of us is given the baton to continue the work to the nations of the earth.
Oh, Father.
Lord, let that same fire be in our lives.
Amen.
Let us finish our race with strength and with power and glorifying your name.
Amen.
Pour the anointing out and leave this earth with your glory.
Give you praise.
We give you praise, Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Change our nations.
Yes, Lord.
We're privileged to be the son, spiritual son and daughter of Papa Cerulo.
Yes.
We give you praise.
Amen.
We honor his legacy.
Yes.
And his blessed memory.
Amen.
Lord, Legacy Center, let it begin to flourish.
In Jesus' mighty name.
COVID or no COVID, let the word of the Lord go far.
Amen.
And begin to touch lives.
Thank you.
Transform lives.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let many more sons and daughters be trained to do your work.
Oh God. Greater works, Father.
Greater works.
In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bless our church family.
Yes, Father.
And all the churches that are connected to him. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be magnified and glorified.
Hallelujah.
Put your loving hands around the entire family. Mama Amen. And the children.
Yes.
And the grandchildren. Yes, great-grandchildren. Lord. And yes, the staff. Lord. Refresh and rejuvenate them.
Amen.
And comfort your people, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you've answered this prayer. And Lord, oh God, we pray, oh God, for the leadership that is left to handle the affairs of MCWA. We ask, oh God, that every step will be ordered by you. What does not belong, remove. What belongs, enhance. Let order be established. Let the leadership follow the leading of your Holy Spirit. As the founding father of this ministry did all through. Lord, oh God, let there be continuance. And let greater things happen. For Lord, oh God, a seed has been buried. It has been planted. Therefore, it abided not alone. Let a mighty, mighty work spring forth out of this.
Amen.
Enlarge.
Yes.
Increase.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
We know that Moshe Morris Cerulo is gone to be with you. Now, Lord, raise up your Joshuas.
Amen.
That will bring your people to the manifestation of their inheritance. Lord, do what only you can do.
Amen.
Raise up an army that is unstoppable.
Amen.
Blessed be your holy name. We bless the army of the living God. Equip your army. Grant them supernatural skills, ingenuity, whatever the army needs, let the army receive now. And let the army of the living God go forth and set the captives free. For we honor you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Raise the man up with a vision that was birthed from above. Thank you, Lord. We all take our rightful place now, and we do the extraordinary, because Jesus, our Lord, lives forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You know, we talk about the Legacy Center. God spoke to my spiritual father. He said he doesn't want the ministry to die. And he said to him these words, that prophets don't retire. And so he embarked on building a legacy center. He had seen this particular piece of property and went to negotiate on it. And the man who had it said, well, so millionaire said, I lost that particular property. It's, the bank has claimed it back. So he went and he dealt with the bank. And the bank said, you, the preacher, you want to buy this property? Do you know how much that property cost? You cannot buy this. He said, but I want to buy it. He said, no, you can't afford it. So that bank, after he left, shut down. Then another bank took the plate, the property up. He went and they said, no, we can't. Shut down. Federal government, FDIC picked it up. Now it was the government, federal government's property. And he wants the property. You can't afford this. Okay, left. After a few years, they called him. They said, well, to be fair, we have to let you know that this property is going to be auctioned, and you're welcome to come and be part of the auction. Now, the property was in an area called anyway, there are lots of all these hotels. Hotel Circle, that's right. And there are major malls, you know, some of the biggest malls in the country around that particular area. Just very plush. Golfing place and all kinds of. So this is not a cheap place to buy property. So there's this auction. So, okay, when is the date for the auction? We gave him the date of the auction. Lo and behold, we're supposed to be in Israel at that time. So he went before the Lord. God, there's the auction. This is the date. I'm supposed to be in Israel doing meetings. Well, he says, what do you want to do? I'll go do the meetings. Okay? Then this is the amount that I want to pay for that property. So he gets a certified check for the exact amount, gives it to his CEO, and so the CEO goes on that day while he's in Israel. We're all in Israel at the time. And actually, there was a video that I don't think we got it through. It was that same trip. We were flying over the Hebron, and when he laid hands on me and just impacted into my life, just poured. And he prayed. After he finished praying for me, I was there and kept on speaking in tongues, and he's holding his head like this. And he starts prophesying, and he prophesied about our church. Spoke about this church. Some very interesting things. Praise the Lord. So anyway, we're there, and the CEO, Lynn Hodge, went to the auction. And when you go to the auction, you have to have the money. It's not credit card. You got to have the cash. You got to pay right there. Are you with me? He has a certified check for the exact amount, and Papa told him, you cannot pay a dollar more than what's in here. If they ask for $1 more than this, walk off. Do you understand? Leave. $1 more than this amount, leave. So the guy goes and comes into the room, and the place is empty. He says, why is this place empty? This is supposed to be where the auction is. He's checking the information. That's the information. He comes out, and there's some lawyers in there in the hallway, and he asks them, where is this auction supposed to take place? They said, where you just came from? He said, but there's nobody there. He said, just wait, the person is going to come. So there, the auctioneer comes in, and they start bidding. They're going at it. The auctioneer bids, he bids. Back and forth, back and forth. Finally, the auctioneer says, come here. Do you have the money? He said, yes, I have the money. All this amount that you're saying, you have that money. He said, yes. So, okay. They kept on going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Come here. Well, the government, this is the amount they want. And guess what the amount was? The amount on the certified check to the dot. And the person says, if you give me one penny, the woman doesn't know, or the person doesn't know what he has. He says, if you give me one penny over and above this amount that the government will be satisfied with, you can have it. So the guy puts his hand in his pocket, gets a penny, brings the certified check, put the penny there. And that's how we got the property. Now, that's a profit. Do you understand? That's a profit. And when you do what God wants, God takes care of you. Takes care of business. And that's a powerful secret, child of God. Ask God, because your money, the money that you think is yours, belongs to the Lord. So you always have to ask God, God, what do you want to pay? That's how we got our house on Lincrest. God, what do you want to pay? And we paid $60,000 less than the asking price. Who pays $60,000 less to a Jewish lawyer? When you have somebody in that house already who's offered $40,000 more than you, and they're living in the house. When God does business, he does business the way he does business. He'll tell you exactly what he wants to pay. Amen? You got it? That's the anointing, that's the grace that's upon all of our lives as we link up with the living God. Amen? Praise the Lord. So I declare this day that God, who is a keeper of his people, will keep every one of us. And that prophetic grace, that apostolic anointing will flow in this ministry, will impact this city. Amen? Hallelujah. That the prayers that the man of God prayed over us as his church, that prophetic words, those prophetic words will be manifested for the glory of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I would have gone on and start preaching at this point, but that's not what we're going to do today. Amen? We'll preach tonight, and we'll talk, we'll share next Sunday. Actually, next Sunday, we're going to have a very special dedication, baby dedication, for the Shadrach family. So powerful testimony on how God blessed and gave this family a child, that they can carry a child and say, this is our baby. Is a miracle of God. Amen? And I want to thank God for that. So we're looking forward. Brother Shadrach is here. Amen. Bless you. Just stand real quickly So if people see you, amen. He and the wife and family are going to be here next Sunday, and we're going to celebrate together the goodness of God. I want you to know that the God we serve is a good, good, good God. Amen? His promises are yes and amen. There are no challenges that you are going to face today, tomorrow, or ever that are designed to overwhelm you. Not one. So when you're facing anything in life, know this, God has already taken you across. Amen? You are more than a conqueror. Amen? Hallelujah. And know this, everything you need to win is already inside of you. Did you know that? You came fully packaged. And he actually has some extras just in case you want some more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can handle the capacity that God has ordained for you. Because you see, in life, there are some people that will not do what God has called them to do. Yeah? But God wants that thing done. And so he's giving you the capacity to grab others. Praise the Lord. So you are not going to be less than what God has promised. Hear that. Daughters, hear that. You're going to do greater than you ever thought possible. Glory be to God. God's grace is sufficient. Amen? So rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in his goodness. Rejoice in his peace. Rejoice in his abilities. For they are already upon you. Katobo Shandarabakaya. Hallelujah. Something good is happening in your life already. God is elevating you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mandorovosha. Something exciting is happening in this place. This morning, something amazing is happening. Just stretch your hand up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Position yourself to receive. Make a funnel unto the Lord. Those of you in the overflow, God is there with you right this very moment. Something extraordinary is happening in this house. Speak in tongues, speak in tongues, speak in your language, speak in your spiritual language. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Mandobo shekele brekete, shande robo shakataba, radebo shande, masokoto brokoto bashika. In the name of Jesus, O katabra shakaya. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Pour, God, grace, more favor,
more abilities, O God, of your Spirit, into every son and into every daughter, and establish your everlasting word and purpose. In Jesus' mighty name. There is an upheaval that is taking place. The word is upheaval. And when the Lord first spoke those words to me just a moment ago, I wondered for a moment, what do you mean upheaval? Upheaval doesn't sound like a good word. He said, no, but there's got to be an upheaval and an overturning so that he can do what he wants to do. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of any upheaval that happens around you, because it's a setup. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, it is a what? Set up. God is increasing you. Ombarama shekele brekete barakata. Ye masoko tele brekete basheka. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kere maradada basanta bashika. Hallelujah. Supernatural speed is coming upon God's people right now. Hallelujah. 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 Things that you are supposed to accomplish in 10 years, hallelujah, is going to be accomplished in less than a year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kete broshe kalabasonto, shande matoso kata barikata. There are scholarships being given right this very moment. Kiadobo shandama baba keteba. Oh God, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, I give you praise, I give you praise, I give you praise. Okay, I hear it. The Lord said scholarships, that's grants. There are grants being released right now. And their fathers, mothers, your children, when it comes to the point of education, God is about to speed up their ability to comprehend that many in this house are going to begin to receive scholarships. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Don't worry about anything. God is releasing resources. There are resources being released right now. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it now in the mighty name of Jesus. You're not going to cheat, lie, do crazy stuff. The blessings of God pursue after God's people, and they are overtaken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Living a worry-free life. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yeah, I hear that word again. Overturn, overturn, overturn. God is creating an upheaval to overturn things, to remove things, because it's a setup, because you are chosen, and God is going to bring you to your rightful place to receive the rightful blessing. Amen. Nobody's going to take what belongs to you. Amen. Did you hear that? Not a contract, amen. Not a job, amen. Nothing that belongs to you is going to anybody else. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord says, just like I shut down banks so that the legacy property can be picked up at the price that I determine, so also anybody that tries to sit on your seat will be removed. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. They may try to sit on it just to warm it up for you. Hallelujah. They're just going to warm the seat up for you. But what God has promised you is yours. I said, what God promised you is what? Yours. Receive it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. 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 Kitabushi kada babashaka.
Oh, yes. I don't want to mention the name. But there is a shake-up coming to your company. But that shake-up is for your benefit. Amen. Don't get distracted. It's going to just be noise around you. You might think that shake-up is going to affect you. It is not going to affect you in a negative way. It is going to be a setup, a promotion. So receive your promotion right now. You have been faithful, and God is about to show his faithfulness towards you. He's going to surprise you. So receive the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a court case. The Lord says there's going to be a shake-up. God is going to create an upheaval. And the person that has been harassing you, they're going to get so busy with the upheaval that they're going to let go of whatever it is that they were pursuing. Receive your miracle right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. That's your miracle. Receive it now. In Jesus' mighty name. God has something for everybody here. And I receive mine. I receive mine. I receive mine. I receive mine. Right now. 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 In Jesus' name. I receive everything the Father has for me. Praise the Lord. Wow. Tell him to come here. Kingsley. Come quick. Don't hurry. Kidabo Shakataba. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Come here. The enemy has targeted you. Targeted you. Even try to mess up with your seat. There were some that were sent by the enemy. The reason I said these seats were going to be only for leaders. I don't do anything out of accident, but those seats were messed up. But I saw it restored. The devil's a liar. Everything that the enemy planned against you fails in Jesus' mighty name. Receive. In Jesus' mighty name, you are fully protected. Amen. The devil's a liar. Those that planned to hurt you, they are the only ones that are going to get hurt. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Ha! If things happen in this place, let's come. The Lord sees you. The Lord knows your giving heart. The Lord knows your tears and your challenges. But are you ready for change of status? You ready? You can have it in Jesus' mighty name. You can have it in Jesus' mighty name. You can have it in Jesus' mighty name. Let God change your status. Hallelujah. Supernatural release. God is good. Hallelujah. I bless you all by the authority of the Word of God. The plans and purposes of God for your life will not be denied you. You will walk in that fullness by the authority of the Word of the living God. A man of God. The Lord has not finished. It's not finished. There are deposits inside of you that the enemy wanted to contain. Actually, the reason I called you up a few weeks back and I told you to stand up here was because the struggles that you have gone through have been because of something that was said by another man of God. You know, sometimes men of God can say things that can create problems for their sons. And a great man of God spoke certain things about you. It was out of place. And it hindered. But this day the Lord is releasing you from those limitations. Receive in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Overturn, 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 overturn. Get the wife here. She's on the other side. Please, quickly. Yeah, Pastor Choice. Come quickly. She can see. Madobo shekere brakata baba. Yikandere bo shekere matazi katushi. Shaladadaba seke matobu kadibalate ki tabuko te bashike. Lord, you are God.
Yes.
Glorify your name. 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 Quickly. I know you're moving. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, the plans of the enemy failed this day. You're going to accomplish everything that God assigned for you to accomplish. In the mighty name of Jesus. What God has already done, He has already done. What God has spoken, He has already spoken.
Amen.
You know, a prophet spoke a word of judgment over his servant. The servant messed up and it made him a leper. But what God wanted to do, God did.
Yes.
Because that leper, whose name was Gehazi, became the vessel that God used to bring nourishment back to Israel because he learned from the mistake. And now he was restored and talked with kings.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare restoration over you. receive your grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Chosen. 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 Chosen of the Lord. Hallelujah. Please sit down. Everything that we do, we must do by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Obviously, I like sharing the Word of God and preaching the Word of God, but you got to do what God wants done. Amen? Hallelujah. So, we thank God for His faithfulness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we receive what you have for us. And that which you have given to us, O God, no man can take away from us. You continue to enlarge our coasts and you continue to enlarge our effectiveness. You are making us, O God, effectual by the manifestation of your glory in these last days. We exalt you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we say yes and amen to your will, to your word, to your purpose. We step, O God, into our end time destiny. And we declare, O God, that your anointing moves mightily in us and with us, through us and by us. And Lord, O God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, O God, that that which you've given to us, no man, no demons, no devils, no satanic agendas can take away. For your grace is sufficient. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I call you blessed and highly favored of the Lord.